It's hard to believe. We're standing here once again, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the most important day of our life. Whatever has been decreed in the past has taken place. And over the next few days, our lives, the lives of our families, the lives of all of Klal Yisrael, will undergo judgment. As we saw this past year, we can't take anything for granted. Nothing. I wrote that the Shmur should take about 18 minutes to symbolize life. It should also be zoche to life. Life in this world, life in the next world. In the past, I've titled the shmuz, two ways to be zoche in judgment, four ways to be zoche in judgment. This year, I want to try to offer six ways that I hope that each and every one of us in all Klal Yisrael can be zoche to an outstanding judgment. The first way is based on a letter written by Reb Chaim Friedlander. You can find it, Kedai see it inside, in Sifsei Chaim Adam Aleph, page Kuf Yud. He quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Tezayin Rebbeis. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Rebbeis says, "Omer b'yitzloch kol shana shirosh b'shiklosa misasheres b'sofa." Any year that starts off rush, and we'll define that in a moment, in the end is wealthy. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk that we read a few weeks ago, "Mereishis hashana arach, mereishis hashana achr shana," and mereishis is written without an aleph. So Rashi points out, what does it mean shirosh b'shiklosa reish shin without an aleph? She Israel Osin Atman Roshin. The Rosh Hashanah. The Jews make themselves like paupers, poor people on Rosh Hashanah. The Daber Tachnunim, to beg with supplication and begging. With Tvila, Ke'inya Shinemar Tachnunim Yidaber Rosh. The Pasuk Mishlei says that a Rosh, a poor person, speaks in a begging form. Question is, Esther Chaim Friedlander, how do you make yourselves poor? How can you see yourself as being poor? You're supposed to give away all your money. Walk around with tattered shoes, tattered clothing. How do you make yourself poor? So he's writing this letter. He was the Mashkiach Kampanovich, and he's writing a letter from New York, from Sloan Kettering Hospital. He had gotten sick that year. And he realized, of course, he's Mashkiach Kampanovich. He lived on a high level. And you can never take anything for granted. Anything that you expect to be coming to you, taking for granted, it can be taken from you in moments. And that's what it means that we have to make ourselves like we're paupers. Anything and everything that we have, whether it's our physical ability, our intellectual ability, the financial ability that we have, the families that we have, anything and everything is given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every moment anew. And certainly, on Rosh Hashanah, a person cannot take anything for granted. And if a person internalizes that yisod, then nothing he has is his, and he can be taken for granted, it's all given to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he makes himself out to be a Rosh, he's begging. The end of the pasuk initially says, "V'ya'osh y'ana'asus," and a wealthy person replies with brazenness. Rabbi Yitzchok in the Gemara is telling us a very clear Eitzah, how to be Zoche in Din. You come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you say, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize, you're the Melech Malchei Melochim. You're in charge. You're the coach of the team. You decide when to put me in the game, when to take me out of the game. I owe my whole life to you. I owe my whole opportunity to live, to be on this team, to you. I take nothing for granted. You bestowed me with a family, you bestowed me with friends, you bestowed me with eyes, with ears, with legs, you bestowed me with everything. You created the world, you created me." Last week, I had the opportunity to go pay a shiva call by somebody. And the woman, the almana, the widow, she's a great-grandmother. She told me that she set up my grandparents. She was the one who introduced them to each other. So I said to her, "Nafshi chayv loch. My soul is indebted to you." Right? That was my reaction. Without her setting my grandparents, I wouldn't be here. Everybody's a shliach. Without our Kodesh Baruch, without Melech Malchim Lachim, we wouldn't be here. We have to have that frame of mind. So I said it yesterday to the Shir. Self-made man is something we call somebody that is successful, that you know, goes from rags to riches. He goes with no money and he builds himself up. He's called self-made man. Do you understand how preposterous it is to call something self-made man? We could have taken ourselves from a little seed to who we are today. This is what it means to be Malach Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't do anything in this world, and we don't deserve anything in this world without a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving it to us. And that's what Malchus is. That's what we recognize a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he is Kol Yochol. He's Adon HaKol. When you say Hashem's name, he's Adon HaKol. He's Hayahova V'yah. He was, is, and will be. He's Elokeinu. He's Baal Kochos Gdolos Malchishkechol Kolom Kulo. He's the all-powerful, and he's supervising anything and everything that's going on in this world from the beginning of time to the end of time. And we just have to think about that all the time. We're going to Erev Shemitah. Shemitah is the symbols of Shabbos. We're showing Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know that we don't control the world. We know that we're going to leave it fallow and we're going to survive. We're going to have food. And not only that, it's Megala that all other years we rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the food. And I think it's important to mention the Gemara on Yitzayin Megillah, it says that the year of Shemitah is a year of Milchama. And Motzoi Shemitah is Mashiach. And I haven't really been following news so much lately, but it's pretty scary what's going on in the world. Pretty scary. Perhaps the script is being written. We're Mamash Erev Shemitah. This is the year. And you guys, Arzoche, to spend this important and crucial Rosh Hashanah, which could be the Rosh Hashanah that really brings Mashiach. You're in Yerushalayim. You're in Yeshiva. Can you imagine? What's the percentage of Jews in the world that are celebrating and that are observing Rosh Hashanah in a yeshiva in Yerushalayim? You guys are like the ambassadors. You guys are the star players. You guys are the starting five. Kaviyochol. So Eitz number one is to recognize that we're mamish Russian. What does it mean not Russian? We're poor. What does it mean poor? Nothing we have we can take for granted. It has to be given to us tomorrow and the next day. Mamish. And the more you feel that we need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what to come in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you for anything and everything. I can't take my brain for granted. I can't take my abilities. I can't take anything for granted. You have to give it to me. Please, I'm begging you. I'm personally begging you. And give it to me in all Klal Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, Kol Merachim Al Abrios, Merachim Alav Min HaShemayim. We need Rachim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't do anything on our own. We're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the Eitzah? If you're Merachim al Abrios, I read a story. The Alta from Kelm, who was a tremendous tzaddik, he had a dream during Elul. Rabbeinu Yonah, the author of Shaar Yeshuva, came to him and he came to his town, he's giving a shiur. And they wouldn't let the Alta from Kelm in. They said, his son's name, you're Nachum Velvel's son? You can come in. Alta from Kelm said, I don't have my own school system. What did my son do? What did Nachum Velvel do? So he went to Nachum Velvel and he said, what did he do? He wouldn't tell him. So he pushed him. So Nachum Velvel told him that one time, his shoes were ripped. He needed a new pair of shoes. And he saved up money for a number of weeks to buy a new pair of shoes, and he finally bought the new pair of shoes. And a poor person came to his house, and the poor person came for money, and he gave him a little bit of money. And he noticed on the way, as the poor man was leaving his house, he noticed that he had no shoes. He was barefoot. And he went, he took the shoes that he saved up for, the shoes that he needed, and he gave it to the poor person. And he said, perhaps that's the Maisa that allowed me to be Zoche. To enter into the shir of the Shaar Yeshuva, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Kol Merachim al Abrios, Merachim al Min HaShemayim. Our natural tendency is to have a negative eye. We usually are jealous of people. We like to see people fall, generally speaking. That's our natural tendency. No, if you're Merachim al Abrios, have mercy on other people. Be happy when their things go well. Be sad when things aren't going so well. You see somebody struggling in any area of life, be Merachim on him. Have Rachamim. If you have Rachamim, Kodesh Baruch, have Rachamim on you. What an incentive. Even if you altruistically don't feel like you want to have mercy on him, just train yourself. I want to have mercy on him. I feel bad for him. Try to help him. Because you know what? You're going to win in the end. You're going to win because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to have mercy on us. And boy, do we all need his mercy. Number three, the Inyan of Shofar. The Gemara tells us that the Avodah Sayom is Imru Lufanim Malchus. Say over the Pesukim of Malchus to Karnet Hashem to accept upon ourselves the kingship of Hashem. Zichronos. We're supposed to say over the remembrances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us for good. And as he recalls us, kivnei like sheep, each and every one of us is going to stand there before a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just us as an individual being judged. Those are the remembrances that we have to say over. Ubameh shofar. The shofar is the vehicle that we incarnate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the vehicle that allows us to be recalled for good. What does it mean, shofar? So I want to say over two yisodos that I'd like to, that I try to keep in mind. Number one, I think this the first one is from the Maharal. The Maharal says, we say a tekiya, shvaram tekiya. We say a tekiya, shvaram tura tekiya. Or tekiya, tura tekiya. A tekiya is a pure, flat, and it's smooth blast. That's what we're like when we're born. We're born pure. We're born tahor. What happens? We go through trials, we go through tribulations, we go through challenges. That's the shvaram, the tura, the crying out, the hardships. But we yearn for what? We yearn for the third blow, the third blast, with the tekiya. We yearn to be pure again. We want our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We know we haven't been perfect. We know we've gone through troubles. We know we've gone through struggles. But we want to yearn. We want to get the tekiya. We want to repurify ourselves. That's what the shofar means. That we're not giving up. We're going weiter. We have a strong. We broke. Shever. We broke. But we want to. We're aiming for the tekiya. We want to smooth things out. That's what we're yearning for. That's number one within shofar. Number two, the shofar represents Akedas Yitzchok. Yitzchok put himself on the altar. Avraham put Yitzchok on the altar. Mesiras Nefesh. That's what's in our bones. Pimosha Nefesh. Almost every moment in our lives is a battle with Mesiras Nefesh. It's a battle with the Yitzhara. Are you going to push yourself? You're not going to push yourself. Should I push myself or not? We have it in our bones. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us is to be loyal Avodim. But being a loyal Eved means that we have to very often we have to go against the grain. We have to be Moser Nefesh. And the shofars remind us that we have to, when we say B'chol Nafshecha, we have to have in mind that we're willing to give up our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What else is our, what is our existence in this world? For what? To have fun and have a good time? No, first of all, in this world you enjoy it the most when you do this, and in the next world certainly, our focus of life is to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're here for. What else are we here for? To hang out? Absolutely not. And not only that, you think to ourselves, that if we're Moser Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to enjoy life? Look around. Have you seen anybody who's Moser Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's not happy? Who's not fulfilled? So the Indian of Shofar again, the Tahara, and the idea of Mesiras Nefesh, number three. Number four, we'll read tomorrow morning, Be'ezus Hashem, the Parsha of Sarah being remembered to have a child. And the Mefarshim tell us, why was she zocheh at that moment to have a child? Because all the women in Abimelech's kingdom, they all became barren, and Avraham Avinu was mispalo for them. And Sarah was nifkad, and she was remembered, and she became pregnant. Gemara tells us, "Kol mispalo chavero, hu nenet tchilo." You daven for your friend, you are going to be answered first. We're part of a Klal Yisrael. There's a special schus to daven for other people. You care for other people. We're arim zelazet. We're one. When we say zachreinu l'chaim, melech ovetz v'chaim, zachreinu. It's in plural. It doesn't say zachreini, zachreinu. Anytime you daven for all Klal Yisrael, you know what you're doing? You're being kind to the rice over half to l'recha kamocha. Mamish. We love our friends. Like ourselves. We're one. There's so many times in the tefillos that we ask for things. Have in mind somebody you know who's struggling with it. You know people who are looking for a shidduch. You know people who need a job. You know people who need problems with health. Daven for them. Mamish. Certainly, you can try to do it altruistically and totally lishma. That you feel their pain. You know sib olim chavero. Which is, of course, the shining characteristic of Moshe Rabbeinu and why he was chosen to be a leader. But besides the lishma aspect, do you want to be blessed? You want your tefillos answered? Daven for your friend. Kol mispalo chavero hu nenet tchilo. And it's not just the davening; it's also the ability to realize what your friend needs. You hear about a person that needs this, has this tzara and that tzara. Daven for them. Kol mispalo chavero hu nenet tchilo. And number five, you saw that I spoke about a few weeks ago. The shmuz ein melech below am. There's no such thing as a king without a nation, right? A king without any people, without any constituents, is nothing. And if we have 5 people, 10 people that are united, that's a kingdom. That's a kingdom. The only way to really be mamach Kodesh Baruch Hu is to unite. to feel part of the tzibur. That means to chas v'shalom every punishment of tzibur. What does punishment of tzibur mean? It doesn't just mean leaving the Beis Medrash. It could mean, this minyan, I don't like this minyan, it's not for me. You may feel that way. You may feel a little bit upset about something going on in the minyan. Keep it to yourselves. Can you imagine what a bad word does, a negative word? You say a negative word to the guy next to you, I'm not into this. And what happens? It ruins everything. It makes a period, it makes a separation, it dissolves the whole tzibur. Don't chas v'shalom say anything negative about anybody, but certainly not the general tzibur. You can imagine a guy comes in to let's say the food, let's just say for argument's sake, the food's not so great. Right? And he says the food's not good, and this guy says the food's not good, and everybody says the food's not good. So you create a certain negativity that permeates the entire group. Amen, we have to unite, we have to be positive. I said before, in the Chidah, there's an inyan to send Mishkol Achmanos. Why? Because Achdus. If we unite, if you go over to Shana Aleph Gadol that you've never said hello to yet on Rosh Hashanah, beautiful. Oh, what's your name? Where are you from? The Shana Tovah Tichasim is so chasim. You should have an amazing year. You're in the best place. The yeshiva is going to be great for you. Take advantage of every moment. Take advantage of Rosh Hashanah. The more we unite with each other, the more the better our carnation of our Kodesh Baruch Hu is. And the more we connect to people, the better our judgment is. We're not judged, as we said last week, as an individual. We're judged as a tzibur, that our judgment will be favorable. And number six, which I also mentioned last week, how could anybody, after a year we had, who would have thought the terrible loss of life that we had here at Yisrael, three boys on a Thursday night, right? You guys left yeshiva on a Monday or a Tuesday? That Thursday night on the way home. Oh, so many other tragedies. Aaron Sofer is the Colonel of Racha, the Masmid Otsum, who nobody even knows what happened. Oh, the 70, who knows, 78, I don't even know what the number is up to. Brothers and of ours that were murdered at Kiddush Hashem. And all the injured. I think I said last week in the Shmuz, I met a cousin. This is a boy who wasn't physically harmed, but he's still suffering. And all the other sufferings. To come to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah night, Rosh Hashanah night, it's tonight already. Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Nothing I accomplished this year was my doing. Of course, I put my effort into it. But I can't take any pride in my success. Of course, you can take pride in your accomplishments, in what you tried to do. But we can't do anything that you will Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say every day, and hopefully everybody here goes to Minyan three times a day, but twice a day you say the following words in Modim D'Rabbanon. You're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, Modim. First of all, when you say Modim, thank you Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything. You can't. The list is endless. Brachos v'hodos l'shimcha ha'godo v'akadosh. I want to bless you, which means you're the source of all blessing. V'hodos, I'm thanking you, l'shimcha ha'godo v'akadosh. Al shechi yisonu v'kiyam tonu. That you what? That you gave me life. You sustained me. And now that I'm makkah, that you gave me life and you sustained me. Kein t'chayenu uskaimenu. Continue, please, to give me life and to sustain me. What do we first do? We first say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for the year that you gave me. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you that I have X and I have Y and I have Z. And thank you for blessing my friend with this. And thank you for blessing my family with that. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm indebted to you. And then we can maybe ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for everything you've done. Please, please continue to bless me. Continue to bless my family. Continue to bless Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine if we would have known last Rosh Hashanah what was going to be this past summer? Can you imagine if we dive in our heart out and said, no, don't take any innocent boys, don't take any young people, don't take them, save them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who knows? Well, one, and the Yitzhar says to you, you're sitting in Torah Shrag and you're Shlam, you're one guy, you're Tefillah. When you have in mind Zechrein Elchaim, you have in mind all of Klai Yisrael Elchaim, it's not going to make a difference. Who knows? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know that if you say Chsov L'Chaim Tovim and you have in mind all of Klai Yisrael, that's not going to save somebody next year? Who knows? You don't know. So our avoda is to say it does help. Every word of tefillah helps. Mamish. I once heard an idea that there was a chasher person that went through a very difficult year. And he said to him, oh, if only we would have krecht a little bit more, if only we would have pushed a little bit more during Yom Yerushalayim, perhaps things could have been different. It's a yesod. Can you imagine? I think it's kedai. We hope it doesn't come true, but the worst case scenarios, all you have to do is read the news. The worst case scenarios are pretty serious. The worst case scenarios are pretty serious. And this, and I think, to be most of that, I think the Yisrael is, can you imagine if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was in the middle of Tzuk Eitan, in the middle of Protective Edge, if we were in the middle of the war, and that's when Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was, our davenings would be, shoo! If we had thousands of our brothers sitting in the middle of Gaza and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur came, our tefillos would be on fire! And I think that's the Yisrael. We have to imagine, as if that's the case. We have to imagine as if there's thousands of us in the line of fire, because that's really how it is. That's what we have to imagine in front of us as we dive into Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're the Melech, you're in charge. Ain od milvado. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Leolam Vaed. You created the world. Say the Ani Mamim. Think about this Ani Mamim. The first Ani Mamim. And just internalize it over and over and over again. Ani Mamim Ibuna Shlema. He created and assists and guides all creatures. He's in charge. And of course, the Yitzhar is going to throw in this thing and that thing. Look at Jewish history. We're still here. Look at this last summer with all thousands of rockets. And unfortunately, we lost a lot of soldiers, but in terms of. Can you imagine? Is there any great? And this is just a short scratch of the surface of the Hashgach of Hashkodesh Baruch and the existence of a Kodesh Baruch in this world. So just to review, and Be'ez Hashem, talking to myself, talking to all of us, we can do it. We can do it. This could be the year of the Geula. Mashiach come at any moment. Yeshua Hashem Karef Ayin. Number one, we can't take anything for granted. We need to be re-given everything. We're mamish paupers. We're poor person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you for anything and everything that I have. Number two, have mercy on your friends. Have mercy on creatures. Have them feel bad for them. Help them. Number three, take the shofar and have in mind that you want to become pure. That you want to be most nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number four, daven for Klal Yisrael. Daven for people that you know are in pain. Number five, unite. Be positive. Be just a positive force in the group. And number six, to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything you've given me. And Be'ezus Hashem, all of us in Klal Yisrael should be zocha to mamish of kesivach simatova. T'chal shana b'kilosea, t'chal shana b'chosea. The bracha should just begin for all of Klal Yisrael. Having a wonderful, wonderful Rosh Hashanah. And take advantage of the next 3 days, next 4 days. The next 4 days, just you're in the palace. Kodesh Baruch Hu, just daven hard, and Be'ezus Hashem, it'll make an impression and an impact and influence upon you, and have an influence on the world. Be'ezus Hashem, we should see the Geula Shleima. Amen.